This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ball number three is 12.
So 12, 7, 11, and now 12. What does that do? Okay, Nashville, you are out. Bruins fans out. Ducks and Rangers. Look at the Chicago Blackhawks, the Islanders, the Penguins, and the Flyers. All even at 18.2%. Wow.
The fourth ball is number 13.
Holy shnikes.
The winner of the 2025 NHL Draft Lottery and the first overall selection in the 2025 Upper Deck NHL Draft belongs to the New York Islanders.
Bruins picking seventh after the draft lottery last night. That did not go according to plan. Speaking of losers, Keith.
Yeah, I would say so.
Didn't shake out very well for them.
Holy shnikes.
As a Celtics fan, used to the lottery not breaking your way.
Yeah.
Like, famously, many times. Although they've usually did a pretty good job at making trades after the fact.
Yep.
At least one time very specifically. So, yeah, this was as low as they could go, was seventh, right? So they had the fifth worst record.
Mm-hmm.
They had whatever it was, 8.5% chance at the number one pick. They don't get it. I was also looking something up. I don't know. I don't claim to know any of these prospects.
Me
but
neither.
I was looking at McLaughlin, one site.
McLaughlin tried to coach us up.
He knows them all.
I'm still clueless.
No, but yeah. I'll paint it this way for you. One of the sites I was looking at, they kind of, believe it or not, fittingly on a tier Tuesday, they tiered the prospects.
Nice.
Top tier, two players.
Yep.
Which is what McLaughlin told us, right? Two players in the top tier. Tier two, four players.
Perfect.
Therefore, the Bruins will have the top choice with the third tier player.
You're going to need somebody to drop
to you. There's a drop off, apparently. There's like two great players, four very good players, and then the rest. And then they will end up getting the rest.
Classic Bruins. Yep. It's called Bruins, is what it is.
Oh, my God.
So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. We tiered off the biggest losers in sports. You can see those at Jones and Keefe on social media. We'll have those up shortly. You can also seek it out on the Odyssey app, Audacy. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You watch any of the lottery last night, Keefe?
I didn't.
I didn't watch it live because it was head-to-head with the Celtics.
What time was it? I was going to say, okay.
It started basically the same exact time, 7 o'clock.
So I didn't watch it.
I flipped in. They were interviewing prospects. I didn't stick with it. So I watched some of it this morning. We were playing it there. Bucci was calling out the different combinations. I wanted to hate this with every fiber of my being.
Holy shnikes.
Trying to follow it on Twitter last night, Keefe.
Yeah.
It sounded so dumb. And honestly, it was pretty confusing and convoluted to start.
A lot of numbers.
But once it got going, once they picked the three balls, so they did a first draw, then a second draw for the first and second pick, and they did four ping pong ball combinations.
Okay.
By the time they got the three ping pong balls up there, something clicked, and I'm like, oh, I get it now. I see everybody's combination. They laid it out well. It was like people like watching on the news, the lottery. They like watching the ping pong ball.
Oh, I got to see my numbers.
Sucked up and see what the number is. People like it.
Yeah, I got to see them.
I actually think the NHL is onto something, and I wanted to hate it. Now, they can drag it out way less. It was like 30 seconds every time with just watching the ping pong balls rattling around in there. They placed each ping pong ball in, counted them off 1 through 14. Like, they could streamline it.
Yeah.
But
there's something there.
I think the NHL actually stumbled into something, and I was ready to mock the crap out of this. I actually think it was a decent watch, because here's why.
Okay.
Because if you just do the way the NBA does it, and you flip over the card and you're 14th in the lottery, like Pittsburgh would be a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh, I think, is drafting 10th or something like that. I forget where they're drafting.
All right.
But when it came down to the last ball, they had two chances. Like, the Bruins were already out by this point. The Penguins had two chances to get the first pick. So for a moment, even though you're going to draft 10th, you had the little thrill of being like, if it comes up a 10 or a 1 or whatever the combos were, we're going to have the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
I think the NHL actually figured something out.
Okay. Usually they got to steal ideas from other people.
No, very much so. They're like Missoula stealing bad ideas from the Pistons.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't know if you're ready for this. Might break your brain. Should the NFL have a draft lottery? Should the NFL non-playoff teams be thrown into a lottery, whether it's weighted or not?
I would say no.
You like just straight up worst record as the number one pick?
But after last year's experience, meaning the Patriots winning that game and having teams tanking left and right. I mean, week 18 last year was a joke, actually, now that we're talking it out.
I think so, because I think you have teams that are just – now, you might get that anyway, and that's the problem with, like, the weighted lottery is because the team would say, well, we're still going to throw the game so we can have a 40% chance at it as opposed to, a 10% chance at it. We're 35% chance, all the different numbers.
As you just said, it's never going to be perfect, but maybe after
I think it'd be interesting. And I also think like that way, maybe
week 18, teams last year were trying to throw games left and right. The Patriots and Bills were right in the middle of it. So
wouldn't that have been fun? Like if the Patriots were in a draft lottery last year?
Well, if they're going to do it like this, I think yes. I honestly think the NBA should steal this from the NHL. I think they should do what the NHL did.
Maybe
you don't implement it this go around.
Can they freeze envelopes though?
No.
If they can't freeze envelopes, they're not going to want to do it.
I think they went a little too far in being too transparent showing you the whole process and making sure that it wasn't rigged. But as you're watching, you're like, okay, this can go faster. You can do this a lot faster. So I don't know. I didn't stick around for the second draw. I rewatched it this morning. I didn't watch it live. I was watching the Celtics, but I actually thought it was a decent watch.
Okay.
Bruins get the short end of the stick, though, as it were. They'll be drafting 7th, so we can go back to not caring about that.